Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas, and joining me now is Katie Henriksen, host of Note throughout the week and on Sunday evenings, Sunday Symphonies. Morning, Katie.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Here.
It's Sunday morning.
I'm here. So what do we have tonight?
We'll hear the entirety of Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, Opus 20, performed by the Orchestra of the Mariinsky Theater under Valery Gergiev. And this is the Mariinsky performing version.
So Swan Lake, I remember seeing like a ballet as a child. So this is the music.
Yes. Yeah. And it's one of the big, even people who don't know much about ballets, they know Swan Lake. The interesting story behind Swan Lake is Tchaikovsky was commissioned to write it in 1875, and he did. And when they originally launched the 1875 version of Swan Lake, it didn't go over well at all. It was not a hit. People were not happy with it. There's an 1877 premiere, and critics and people who just ballet goers, everyone was criticizing it. But now, you know, Swan Lake is now considered one of the main ballets. So the reason that is there was an 1895 revision of Swan Lake under new choreographers Petipa and Ivanov. And so once they revived it in 1895 in the Mariinsky Theater, which is actually where this recording is taken place, that's when it became really successful. And that was actually after Tchaikovsky's death, because Tchaikovsky died in 1893.
So it was the same music, but different dance moves.
It has a lot to do with the choreography, I think. I honestly don't know a ton about, it's a huge undertaking to have like a ballet choreographed and then the music to go along with it. And I am not well versed in how much interlinking there is between choreographers and the composer who decides to write the ballet. Mm-hmm. And in this instance, I'm definitely not sure what changed, especially. I think that they did have to revise. I mean, if they're revising the choreography, they're also going to change how the music mm-hmm. works as well. So,
okay. Well, before you're playing symphonies this evening, you will be at the public library this afternoon moderating conversation for community cinema.
Yeah, it's an excellent project that I've participated in since August. It's a partnership between KUAF, AETN, and the Fayetteville Public Library. Community cinema, you get to have a screening of a documentary film that's playing on, in our instance, it would be AETN. And then afterwards, there's a panel discussion with experts in that field. And I moderate the panel discussion, and it turns really quickly into a conversation with everyone in the audience. So usually when you're watching a documentary at home, you watch it and you're thinking all these thoughts, but you don't have anyone to interact with or talk to about all these topics. This time you do. This Sunday is a really interesting one that actually hits home for me, because I did a lot of gender studies stuff when I was in school, and it's called Wonder Woman, The Untold Story of American Superheroines. And it's going to be a movie about hits home for me, because I remember in college, actually, I took a class and it was on pop culture, and at one point I wrote an essay about She-Ra. I grew up really loving She-Ra and thinking that, oh, she's so empowering because she's a woman superheroine. Then I looked back when I was watching She-Ra episodes in college, and she's always getting rescued by He-Man. And so I kind of wrote about this and how, like, even women superheroes are often being
rescued by the man.
So it'll be a really great documentary to watch and then discuss with everyone afterwards.
Do you know who the panelists are?
Not off the top of my mm-hmm. head. I know there's several professors in our area that are going to mm-hmm. be on the panel.
Well, and I think that March is Women's History Month. Mm-hmm. So that must be kind of. Okay, and that's the screening begins at 2?
It begins at 2, and then, some of the documentaries that are part of community cinema, the actual documentary runs longer than an hour. The formatting goes is that we screen an hour-long version of that documentary. So the documentary will run from 2 to 3, and then we'll have a discussion from 3 to 4.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, two chances to hear Katie Henriksen this afternoon and this evening. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Christina.